here's a story from The World.
The Turkish band Altın Gün are the past, present, and future of Turkish folk music.
Darıldın mı cicim bana? Hiç bakmıyorsun bu yana.
They are guided by traditional compositions. They also nod to Turkey's innovative psychedelic sounds from the 1960s. The band also looks for ways to make people dance. It's a psych folk pop soup with Turkish singer Mave Dustemir at the helm.
Her zaman üzersin beni, çok yaramaz çapkın seni. Benim hiç günahım yoktur, baştan sen çıkardın beni. Esmerim güzelim, tutti dilim, ben yanıyorum.
Fusion is not just a sound for Altın Gün. Band members come from different backgrounds, so fusion is also happening in the makeup of the group. Altın Gün formed in Amsterdam just over 4 years ago, so there are Turkish expats, Dutch, as well as Indonesian musicians connected to the Netherlands from the country's colonial history in the East Indies. A mixed crew, but that's not a surprising thing when you try to build a band through social media and dangle the carrot of performing in a modern way the works of legendary Turkish songwriters like Erkin Koray. Here's what singer Mave Dastemir told me.
The bass player Jasper posted this ad on Facebook, said looking for Turkish musicians to play songs of like Barış Manço, Selda Bağcan, and Erkin Koray. And I got tagged in that post via a mutual sound engineer friend of us who is actually currently also our sound engineer. And yeah, I saw that ad and I was like, whoa, okay. This is definitely something for me because I was also looking for other musical projects and I thought it was perfect for me. So that's how we got together, actually, through Jasper's Facebook post.
Social media comes to the rescue.
Exactly, yeah.
So Altın Gün dives into Turkish psychedelia, but you also have a kind of real attachment to Turkish traditional music as well.
Yeah, well, actually, that's simply what we do. We rework traditional folk songs, just electrifying traditionals.
There's a song that you've recently covered. I think it's a traditional song, Kara Toprak. And
yes.
You kind of opened it up. It feels like the Talking Heads, but it's actually a traditional song. Do you remember the first time you heard Kara Toprak?
Kara Toprak is written and performed by Aşık Veysel originally. He's a great legendary Turkish folk poet. I don't remember the first time I heard it, but my father's from Sivas, actually, where Aşık Veysel is also from. So that sort of pretty much explains our repertoire a little bit. And the lyrics, it means black soil. And it's about, you know, how we get everything we need from Mother Nature and the soil. And in the end, we return to it. It just makes you realize how insignificant your worries are.
Do you know how the band's music is appreciated in Turkey? I mean, do you see sales? Do you know if your music is played on the radio there?
Yeah, we get played a little bit. You know, when we go there, we always have 3 nights in a row sold out shows. So we really have this core, loyal crowd there, definitely.
What kind of feedback do you get after those shows in Turkey?
Oh, everybody loves it. It's really different because, you know, we usually tour in Europe or America or other parts of the world. And normally, like here, nobody understands the lyrics and they just feel the music and they really enjoy it. But when we play in Turkey, everybody knows these songs. These songs are incarved in their collective memory and everybody's singing on the top of their lungs. And it's really special to play there. It's quite magic.
I'm wondering there in Amsterdam, how you and the rest of the band think of yourselves as caretakers of Turkish culture.
That wasn't our goal. Like, we never set out to be caretakers or cultural representatives. We like this music, and we just wanted to play it live. And it's just very positive.
Mave Dastemir, thank you very much. It's great to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Mave Dastemir, lead singer of the Turkish band Altın Gün. Their new album is called Yol. As some Turkish expats will recognize, this music works on the dance floor. It could also be the soundtrack for a party in the Turkish countryside. Worth exposing your own ears to the band's sounds. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at GBH in Boston. Be safe, stay strong. We'll see you back here tomorrow.